Alabama real estate headlines. Mobile County Probate Court launches online records search for AL professionals. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama, now offers an online portal for searching public records. Real estate professionals in Alabama can use this digital tool to efficiently access probate records relevant to property transactions in Mobile County. Access the records search directly at the provided link. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama DOR lists County Appraisal and Assessment Office contacts. The Alabama Department of Revenue provides a directory of county offices handling appraisal and assessment records for all AL counties. Real estate professionals can use this official list to locate the specific county offices needed for verifying property valuations and tax assessment data. Access the full directory of AL County appraisal offices at the source URL. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tax Assessors, Tuscaloosa County Services. Access comprehensive property tax assessment info, expert valuation, exemptions, appeals, and deadlines, all in one reliable resource. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in AL. Read the source, http://www.tsco.com/government-department/tax-assess/. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Property Records Search Owners Deeds Permits. Check property records in Alabama, find owner info, search permits and purchase history, look up deed, tax, loan and lien records, and much more. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in AL. Read the source, alabama.propertychecker.com. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Real Estate Intel 2026 Survey Reveals Average Commission Rate. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents shows the average commission in Alabama is 5.96%, exceeding the national average of 5.70%. Alabama real estate professionals can use this data to benchmark their pricing strategies against current market rates in the state. Review the full survey findings here, http://withclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/alabama. Alabama Real Estate Updates. How much commission do real estate agents make in Alabama? Calibri Real Estate. Interested in how much commission real estate agents make in Alabama? Learn about the average real estate commission rate and commissions by city in AL. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in AL. Read the source to calibriwwdate.com/career/blogs real estate commission dash in Alabama. Alabama Real Estate Updates. ADEM Permit Applications Updated. Track AL development projects. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management maintains a public listing of permit applications received. Real estate professionals can monitor pending permits to identify development opportunities, anticipate market activity, and assess environmental constraints on properties across Alabama. Review current permit applications at http://adm.alabama.gov/permit-applications to stay ahead of local development trends. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.